clock winding down. Well, actually, he was out of bounds, so it's 19 seconds. Second and two on the 28 of their own for Marshalltown. Gives it to Garth. Garth piles straight up ahead, tripped up, gets out near the 30-yard line. We'll see where the officials spot the ball. Looks like he is at the 30-yard line. That's awful close to a first down, but apparently it is going to bring up third and short, and we will see what happens after we begin the second quarter. We have played one at Ames High School, and Ames leads Marshalltown 7-0. Back with the second quarter after this on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
Hello, this is Megan from the Lenox Employees Credit Union. I often hear people say, I don't work at Lenox and I am not eligible to open an account. I'm happy to say there are over 30 groups eligible, as well as staff, parents, students, and alumni of Marshall County school districts and all employees of Marshall County. Click on lenoxecu.com to see if you're eligible. Why not take advantage of the awesome rates and service only the Lenox Employees Credit Union can offer? Member NCUA, an equal housing lender.
At Sports Plus Sports Medicine and Physical Therapy Center, we customize each patient's treatment plan to their individual needs. What does that mean? It means that not every back or knee problem is treated the same, and that your program will be unique and designed especially for your needs or problem. This improves how quickly you will return to work or sports. The Sports Plus staff is encouraging and takes pride in your successful recovery. This is just one more reason why champions choose Sports Plus Physical Therapy as their favorite place to rehabilitate and train.
A nice clear night. We have a little bit of a sliver of a moon over the field tonight as Marshalltown taking on Ames and Little Cyclone Countries after one quarter. Ames with a 7-0 lead here on News Talk 1230 KFJB. It will be third and one for the Bobcats on their own 30-yard line as they try to pick up another first down and try and get the offense going and maybe get some points on the board. Smith with Garth right behind him. DiOrio behind Garth. Smith rolls out to the left, looking for a receiver, being chased, still looking, looking, looking. He is going to take off and tries to get the first down, and he should have as he goes out at the 33-yard line. That will be a gain of three and be a first down for Marshalltown. Nice decision that time by Jacob Smith.
Yeah, and also great coverage in the backfield out here by the Ames Little Cyclones. So both defensive backfields are doing a great job in this game so far. And, again, like you said, good decision by Jacob, and he's learning as we go this year to be real smart and not make a decision that's going to turn the ball over.
Just underway in the second quarter. Ames leading Marshalltown 7-0. First down Bobcats on their own 33-yard line. Smith to DiOrio. DiOrio has a hole through the right side. 35 up to the 40. Tripped up out near the 40-yard line. And that was a big tackle out there by Bernard Bell. Otherwise, DiOrio would have gotten a whole bunch more.
Spencer Snyder was out there with a nice block. And then we had, it looked like Dylan Eigerbrot also trying to get block two guys out there to get in that room.
Gain of nine on the play, second and one for the Bobcats on their own 42. Nice contingent of Bobcat fans across the way. Of course, got quite a few folks here in the Little Cyclone side of the field for homecoming here at Ames. Second and one from the 42. Smith. Hands it to Garth. Garth trying to struggle through. I don't think he got much momentum at all because it looked to me like the Little Cyclones were just kind of waiting for him, and he may have even lost ground. And he did lose some yardage back to the 40. Garth loses two on that. It'll be third down and three. The ball smack dab on the 40-yard line of the Bobcats, trailing 7-0 to Ames here. 10:34 to go before halftime.
And Wood Small and David Keenan are really blocking well for Ames, not really defending well.
Oh, good defensive play. DiOrio got the ball, and he was trying to get around. He was trying to get around the right side, and that was snipped out by linebacker Christian Griffin of Ames before you could get any momentum on that play. No gain on the play for DiOrio, and it'll bring up fourth and three for Marshalltown. Fourth and three from their own 40-yard line. So what will Adam Goodman do here on this fourth and three? If the first three games of the season are any indication, they're probably going to go for it. And that's what it looks like. Dylan Eigebright coming out to the right, near side. And Bennett O'Hare out to the right for Jacob Smith. Fourth and three for Marshalltown. And we've got a flag, and it looks like the play clock may have gone down. Let's see.
I think Coach Goodwin called a timeout on the sideline there, and I think they were trying to draw the little Cyclones offside there at that time, Ken.
Didn't work, but there's a timeout. Bobcats back to Ames after this on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
We like to be in control. Control of our finances is important. United Bank and Trust makes it easy to have instant access to your financial information with mobile banking. Mobile banking from United Bank and Trust lets you check balances and transactions, transfer funds, view account information, and much more. Download the United Bank and Trust app today to take control of your finances. For more information, visit United Bank and Trust in Marshalltown or go to ubtna.com. United Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
9:38 to go, second quarter. Ames leading Marshalltown 7-0. Coming up on a 4th-and-3 for Marshalltown at their own 40-yard line. And I think, Ron, you were right. I think they were trying to draw the little Cyclones off into a penalty. And now Giorgio DiOrio standing back at his own 25 in punt formation. And we have a whistle as the ball is snapped, and let's see what we have here. Nobody making much of a move. It was just as the snap was being made, and it's going to be against false start on the Bobcats. That will set them back 5 yards to the 35. It will make it 4th-and-8, and another chance for the punt attempt for DiOrio. Looks like Bernard Bell of the Cyclones back on his own 36-yard line awaiting DiOrio's punt. Good snap. DiOrio gets his foot into it. It's coming down a little bit short. Gets a Bobcat bounce coming inside the 30, and it's going to roll dead at the 28-yard line. That's where Ames will take over, leading 7-0, 9:28, second quarter on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
Your farm is insured, but is it properly insured? Take time to review your farm insurance. Don't wait until a loss happens to discover that you're underinsured. Independent Insurance Services understands your farm's unique insurance needs. After all, they've protected area farmers for decades. Visit with your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Independent Insurance Services in Marshalltown, Toledo, or West Des Moines. Their experienced staff knows farming and will take the time to review your operations protection needs.
First and 10 Ames from their 29. Cooper Downs back to pass, looking for a receiver. A little drop-off pass to Bell. He's at the 35-40, two men to beat. 50 midfield, brought down that time. Nice open field tackle out there by Justice Richardson. Prevented a long gain for the little Cyclones, but they got a long gain anyway.
I need to throw.
And there is a flag on the play, by the way.
Oh, I missed it.
So did I. And it's going to be a holding call on Ames, and that is going to erase a nice gain that time by Bernard Bell. So we walk back from the right to our left. And they're going to place the ball on the 31-yard line.
I want to give compliments out there to Carson Williams. He stepped in to be the long snapper. And they're right on the money so far tonight.
So that's a 7-yard gain that time for, with the penalty and a pass down the middle, incomplete, overthrown. He was looking for a William Orth. Will Orth that time was Cooper Downs, and it will bring up a third down. No, it's still second down. Pardon me.
They had a receiver out here on the flat that was covered extremely well. As well, my Colton Grimm.
Second down and 3 on the 35 in the shotgun. Coombs, Cooper, a quick turnout. It's complete out in the right flat. First down yardage and more up inside the 40, up towards the 43-yard line. And that was, I think that was Will Krapel that time. They gave him 6 on the completion. And it's first down for Ames at their own 42-yard line. quickly up to the line. Downs in the shotgun. Flips it out into the flat, and good tackle out there by Derek Garth as the little pass went out into the right flat.
Good coverage by our defensive backs as well. Good job by Garth, and held the little Cyclones there now for a second and 12.
Yeah, Gabe Ante got the ball, and he had nowhere to go. Thanks to Derek Garth, they lost three on the play. It's second and 13. From the Ames 39 for the Little Cyclones, who lead 7-0 here, 8:13 to go, first half. Downs fakes the handoff, up over the middle, overthrows his intended receiver, which was Will Crapple, and the ball is incomplete, thrown over everyone, and another flag down on the play. The flag sitting at the 45-yard line of Ames, so we'll see what we do here. Ineligible receiver downfield. That's against Ames. So that will set the Little Cyclones back some more yardage. Unless it is declined.
Declined it is.
So it'll be third and 13 with that decline penalty for Ames on their own 39-yard line. Ames leading 7-0 here. Downs has been operating exclusively out of the shotgun here tonight. He's back, drops back for the pass, looking out to the right side. It is complete on the sidelines, out of bounds. Completion to Johan Strawhacker is going to be short of the first down. The ball right at midfield.
Strawhacker with good hands there and got his both feet in bounds there, and he's a nice tall target for Downs to be able to look at.
A gain of 10 on the play. It'll bring fourth and 2, and the Little Cyclones are going to go for it. The ball nudging midfield. Fourth and 2. Can the Bobcats make them turn it over on Downs? Cooper Downs looking to the sidelines, and now Ames is going to call a timeout. 7:55 to go before halftime. It is 7-0 Ames. We are coming back after this on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
You planned and saved for your child to go to college, but medical school after graduation was a surprise. A happy, expensive surprise. Wells Fargo Advisors can help. For more than 125 years, we've created wealth management and investment strategies aimed at achieving our clients' personal financial goals. When opportunities surprise you, turn to Wells Fargo Advisors. Together we'll go far.
Wells Fargo Advisors is located at 14 East South Ridge Road in Marshalltown. Call them at 641-752-5401. They're a member SIPC.
Well, after the timeout, the timer neglected to stop the clock. It kept running for a little bit. It's been corrected and reset. 7:53 to go before halftime. Coming up at halftime, Ron Genap will have a visit with Marshalltown girls volleyball coach Chris Bree, so we hope you'll join us for that. Fourth and 2 at midfield for Ames, leading 7-0. And now Ames looks like they are going to go into punt formation. Strawhacker there. Jonathan Hernandez at his own 15-yard line to receive the punt for Marshalltown. So the snap back, a good snap. Left-handed foot into the ball. That's a nice punt going down inside the 10, and it's going to go. Did it go into the end zone?
Yep.
I believe it did. Touchback. And that means the Bobcats will get the ball on the 20-yard line, trailing 7-0. It's been unusual for the Bobcats to go this far into a game so far on this young season without scoring any points, but then again, when you consider the fact that the Little Cyclones' only points came on a 65-yard punt return, neither offense has been able to do much against the other's defense, Ron.
And honestly, they have a big offense and defensive line there that it's just going to take some time maybe to wear them down a little bit to be able to get spring our backs for some yardage here. I mean, a big play, and we'll see what we can do here with the 7 minutes to go in this quarter.
First and 10, Marshalltown on its own 20. Jacob Smith, the quarterback. He gives it to DiOrio, coming around the right side, trying to find an alley. Cuts up through 25, 30, up across the 30, keeps digging out to the 33-yard line, a gain of 13 for Giorgio DiOrio.
Wow, just talk about power running. That just, it takes you back to some of the old Cyclone runners that ran in the past. Troy Davis comes to mind for me.
So a 13-yard run makes it first and 10 on the 34. Actually, they gave him 14 on the play. So who am I to quibble? Who am I to quibble? First and 10 on the 34 for Marshalltown, 7:25 and counting towards the halftime. Ames with a 7-0 lead. Smith with Garth in the backfield. He gives it to Derek straight up ahead. Garth steams through up near the 39, close to the 40-yard line. He'll be at the 39-yard line. That'll be a gain of 5 for Derek Garth.
And again, another strong, powerful run to move the Bobcats up there with a second down with 6 to go.
It'll be 2nd and 5, Marshalltown, from their own 39-yard line, trying to put a drive, and now we've got another whistle on the field. We have an Ames player down on the field, and it was kind of a late response to the officials, so I don't know if there was all of a sudden a cramp there or what it was, but we're going to take a quick timeout while they attend to the Ames player. 7-0, Marshalltown trailing, 6:53 to go on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
There is nothing more frustrating than when equipment in your home breaks down, except maybe the amount of money it costs for repairs or replacement. Pekin Insurance and your local agency, Chase Insurance Services in Marshalltown, offer homeowners equipment breakdown coverage as an addition to your homeowner's policy. For just $20 more per year, you'll get extended coverage on your air conditioner, furnace, water heater, garage door opener, and more. Contact your local Pekin Insurance agency, Chase Insurance Services in Marshalltown, at 641-752-5733 for more details.
Little cramp action going on for Ames linebacker Karen Deep Sandu. They've got it worked out. He is walking off the field, kind of going, I hate it when that happens. I hate that when it happens. So after the officials' timeout, Marshalltown coming up with a 2nd and 5, the ball on their own 39, trailing 7-0, Ames. Pretty much of a defensive battle so far here in this first half between the Little Cyclones and the Bobcats. Smith with Garth, and then Diorio behind Garth in the backfield in the I formation. Gives it to, actually that's Carson Beals was the first man through, and boy, he spins it, pulls his way. Ball is on the ground, I believe. Let's see, he got first down yardage and must have gotten the ball back because it is the first down for Marshalltown in Little Cyclone territory.
Wow. That was another strong run. See, it's been that way the entire season, Ken, where any running back that gets the ball just gives that extra effort there at the line of scrimmage, and those linemen just causing enough havoc to be able to spring us, give us a little spot to run through.
Carson Beals with 7 yards, 1st and 10, Marshalltown on the 46 of Ames. Up ball on the ground. They didn't get the snap executed, and I believe Smith was able to fall on the ball, but they're going to lose about a half a yard or so back to back up. We're going to call it midfield is the ball. That's going to be a loss of 2 that time, and that will go against Mr. Smith. And it'll be 2nd and, we're going to call it 2nd and 11. At their own 46, Smith back. Gets it out into the flat. That's Hernandez with it. He's at midfield. Jukes a little bit. It's being surrounded and still pushes his way to the 45, 44-yard line. That'll be close to a first down. It's a nice running that time by Jonathan Hernandez.
And Dylan Ida brought on a nice block as well out here to be able to get him to spring forward 6 more yards.
3rd and 1, 45. So that's a 10-yard reception for Jonathan Hernandez. And that's going to bring up a 3rd and 1 for the Bobcats. 3rd and 1 from the 45 of Ames. 5:14 to go before halftime. Smith gives it to who else? Derek Garth. He bulls up the middle, gets the first down, and then some. Still on his nose. Breaks his way into the secondary. Pulled down from behind that time. And Garth did everything but score on that. As he really took off. I think that was Sandu on the tackle. I take that back. It was Emilio Sandoval, but that brought it all the way down to the 15. That's a 10, 15, 20-yard run for Derek Garth, and he made that out of almost nothing. 1st and 10, Marshalltown knocking on the door at the 15-yard line. Smith
Oh, double hand reverse.
Double hand off to DiOrio. It comes back and it's into the end zone. Man. Touchdown, Marshalltown. I'm glad you said double handoff. They did that last week, and they pulled it off again. Touchdown, Jonathan Hernandez.
Excellent job. And, you know, they talk about wrapping up the runners on defense. Well, Ames didn't do that, and they paid the price here now as the Bobcats punched this one into the end zone on a nice run and good blocking again. Looks like we're going to kick the extra point here. Who is that, Gaba?
Gaba Pins is coming out to do the extra point.
Wow, I'm surprised at this.
Well, he's going to try. He has been perfect on PAT so far this season, so we'll see. Ikebrod with the hole, the place, the kick is up, and it's good.
Attaboy.
4:36 to go before halftime. Marshalltown on the board, tied with Ames 7-7 here on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
I'm Tim Price, owner of Penn's Appliance, and we have made many positive changes to our store and personnel. Let me introduce you to my guys.
Hi, I'm Mike, a service tech here to help with your repair needs.
And I'm Miguel, an installer and service tech to get you up and running again.
And I'm Jesse, and I'm here to fix what you have or deliver what you need.
And I'm Justin, store manager for sales and...
Wait a minute, Justin. We have one more guy to introduce. Drum roll, please.
Hi, I'm David, and I'm back, a service manager at Penn's Appliance.
Now, Justin.
For sales and service of everything appliance, come see the Pens guys.
Back at Ames, 4:36 to go before halftime. Marshalltown on the board, now tied 7-7 with Ames, and the Bobcat kickoff coming up.
This kickoff is being brought to you by Five Star Real Estate Group. Make Marshalltown home with the help from Kristen Polly and her team. Find her online at fivestarhometeam.com.
Well, maybe that's just what the offense needed. Nice little 80-yard drive that time. Couple great running plays on that one, which has been the hallmark of the Bobcats so far this season. I believe what they were fourth in the state in rushing yardage, something like that, before they came into this game.
Andy, we have to go back to that punt fumble, and the defense stepped up and were stern, exactly. And they built the wall and didn't let anything happen from that.
So the Hernandez 15-yarder with the point after by Pins makes it 7-7. We are getting ready to kick it off. It looks like Pins is going to do the honors on the kickoff.
He must be back to 100% or close to it.
Will Crapple back to receive the punt. And I think that's also, let's see, that might be Yonan back there too.
Nice kick.
Comes down at the 5. To the 10, 15, 20, up the field, right up the field, hauled down by Derek Garth at the 35-yard line. I'll tell you what, Bernard Bell, he just came right up the middle, and boy, he had the speed, and if it hadn't been for Derek Garth, it might have been another special teams touchdown for Ames.
Boy, that goes back to their athletic defensive backs and receivers there that you never know when they can spring one.
First and 10 for Ames on their own 35-yard line. Game knotted at 7. Downs looks, tries to get it out into the flat. It's complete for not much of a gain at all as a couple of Bobcats were out there, including Justice Richardson. And Garth was out there too, I believe. No gain on the play.
Good start for the Bobcat defense here to make sure we get a stop here. 4:07 left in that quarter.
I believe that was Strawhacker who was caught behind. Second and 10 from the 35. Cooper starts to run, pitches it off on the option to the back. He's got the sidelines, gets down inside the 40 to the 42-yard line. That was K.K. DeMond with that carry. Nice little option pitch that time from Cooper Downs as they were going to their left. Got a little bit of the edge on the sidelines. Got down to the 42-yard line for a gain of 7.
And again, their offensive special people can really get going in a hurry, just like ours.
3rd and 3 for Ames on their 42. And it's a fake up the middle, and good pursuit that time for the Bobcats as DeMond was trying to get the first down. McKeever and Garth on the tackle, no gain. Well, they're going to give him two on that game for DeMond, and so that will bring up a fourth down and one for Ames at their own 44-yard line, and they are going for it. Cooper Downs, the quarterback, under center for one of the few times so far tonight. He keeps it. Did he get it? I think he got a second surge and got the first down. Let's wait and see. The Bobcats are saying no, but I think Cooper got a little bit of a second effort.
Ooh,
and
boy.
They placed it right at midfield, and they're calling it a first down. So Cooper Downs, the quarterback, got the yard he needed to get the first down. They're back up to the line of scrimmage. First down on the 45-yard line of Ames. Downs now back in the shotgun. Drops straight back, looking for a pass, going downfield to the right, and it is off the top of the helmet of the receiver down there. That was Bernard Bell. Bernard Bell had Colton Grimm on him down there in coverage.
And Dylan Eidebrock closing in as well. So we dodged a bullet there on that long reception.
I'm not sure if that was Bell or Strawhacker was the intended receiver down there, but nonetheless, it goes down as an incomplete pass. And a bad snap on it. Downs has to scramble back, and he falls on it down near the 30-yard line. Big loss on second down that time for Ames.
Oh, boy, huge play here with 2:50 to go, and they got Ames pinned back a little bit here. Need to really make a good play here on third down.
That's a loss of 13 yards. And that'll bring up third and 23 from the Ames 32-yard line. Third and 23 for the Little Cyclones. A stop here might give the Bobcats some more time to get some more points on the board. Downs in the shotgun. Back to pass. Looking downfield. Can't find anybody. Scrambles to his left. Still looking. Got a Bobcat in his face. Out in the middle. Into the seam. Trying to get the first down. I think they're going to be short. The pass was to DeMond, and he was all by himself out in the left flat because everybody else was so well covered.
Yeah, he had a drag route, just plenty of time for Cooper Downs there to roll to his left, and the KK came across the middle there, and they dumped the ball off to him. So good run after catch as well.
That was a gain of 21 on that play, but it brings up fourth and two. So let's see what they do. They're in the shotgun, are the Little Cyclones. Cooper Downs scrambling to his right, looking for a receiver out in the middle. It is complete at the 42-yard line, and that's going to be enough for a first down completion down there to Will Krempel. And that will be a 5-yard gain, and that is enough for a first down for Ames.
Another longest drive of the game right here. Bobcats need to buckle down here on D.
First down and 10, Marshalltown 42. Downs back. Looking, trying to go into the right flat, complete. Nice catch that time. Good catch that time going high into the air for Strawhacker. He had a Bobcat right on him, but he held on to the ball. And that brings it down to the 36-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 6 for Strawhacker.
And they're going to Strawhacker an awful lot in this second quarter.
Second and 4. Back to pass Downs, looking, being shuttled, almost dropped, gets away, coming to the sideline, finally steps out of bounds at the 40. Good coverage that time by the Bobcats. So that's going to be a loss of 4 yards, I do believe. And that'll bring up a 3rd and 9.
Well, they'll be looking for a big play here now. Our D-backs need to make sure they're ready for anything long here. Plus, you got to be ready for that little flare-out pass to be able to when they throw it underneath.
43 seconds to go before halftime. 3rd and 9 on the Bobcat 41 for Ames. Out of the shotgun. Downs back. Looking. Right side pass is incomplete. Going out there looking for Will Krempel. And that looked like Dylan Eigebrod out there. Eigebrod and Bennett O'Hare on the defense. So that'll bring up a 4th and 9 for Ames on the 41.
And Downs had Dahman rolling underneath, sliding in underneath there too, but he didn't wait long enough there on that particular play. Looks like we have a timeout here, Ames High.
We have a timeout on the field. We're going to keep it here with 39 seconds to go before halftime. Ames and Marshalltown at 7. Ames struck first after Marshalltown went 3 and out on the first possession. The ensuing punt came in. Lipsy fielded the punt on his own 35-yard line, found a seam, went down the right sideline 65 yards for the touchdown. That put Ames on top 7-0. It stayed that way until the Bobcats put together an 80-yard scoring drive midway through the second quarter. It was tapped by a double handoff, and the ball ended up in Jonathan Hernandez's hand, and he went 15 yards for the touchdown, and that brings us to where we are, tied at 7. Coming up at halftime, Mr. Gina will be speaking with the head volleyball coach, the girls' volleyball coach at MHS. Chris Breeze will also recap some of the scoring, look at some of the stats. And, of course, we've got the Hawkeyes coming up tomorrow against Northern Iowa tomorrow morning, 9:30 pregame, 9 o'clock pregame, 11 o'clock kickoff here on 1230 KFJB. 4th and 9, 39 seconds left. Back to the line of scrimmage comes Ames. Downs looking over the defense, drops back, looking for a man, right down the middle, in and out of the hands, and intercepted by the Bobcats. Igabrod with the interception. It went in and out of the hands of Bernard Bell, and Igabrod was there with the interception. So the Bobcat defense holds off Ames, and with 32 seconds left to go in the first half, it'll be Marshalltown's ball, 1st and 10 on their own 22.
Well, that time he had plenty of receivers open there. He had time to throw the ball, and actually it was a great pass, and couldn't haul it in. And Dylan was able to scoop it up by his tennis shoelaces.
Was that one of those things that hit him in the worst place they could, the hands?
Yeah, I believe so.
1st and 10, Marshalltown on their own 22. 32 seconds left to go before halftime. And Jacob Smith takes the knee, loses about a yard or two on the play, and I think they are going to let the clock wind its way down here towards the end of the first half. Clock still ticking. Doesn't seem like neither team is, now we have a whistle. Did somebody take a timeout? Obviously, somebody did. Wouldn't have been Ames, would it? And the clock is still moving. No, I guess they didn't take a timeout. There's no whistles. I don't know what I heard a whistle, didn't you?
Yeah, I don't know if he was starting the clock or what he was doing.
Anyway, that's the end of the first half. We've played two quarters in Ames. Marshalltown and Ames are tied at 7. Ought to be a very interesting second half. We're glad you're with us tonight right here on News Talk 1230 KFJB. We're preparing to start the third quarter with Marshalltown and Ames tied at 7. So it will be interesting, Ron, to see what kind of adjustment both teams make at the half. Defensively, both teams are doing a very fine job. Offensively, the Bobcats put together an 80-yard drive, and that was really the offensive highlight for both teams in that first half.
Yeah, absolutely, and I do have one score here, Ken. I have at halftime, Dowling Catholic leads Ankeny Centennial, who the Bobcats play next week,
right,
and 7-0. And also West Marshall leads Appleton Parkersburg 7-0 in the second quarter.
That's West Marshall's homecoming.
Yes, and let's see. I don't know if I have.
Well, while you search for those, we are getting ready to start the third quarter. As we told you at the beginning of the game, in case you might have missed it, Ames won the toss. They deferred to the second half. I'm sure they will be receiving, which means this will be a Bobcat kickoff to start the third quarter.
This kickoff is being brought to you by Five Star Real Estate Group. Looking to buy or sell your home? Call Five Star today at 641-752-5508. Kristen Pauley and Five Star, your home team advantage.
All right, we are all set to go. 24 minutes of regulation football left as Marshalltown and Ames are tied at 7. Which team will take control here in the early going of the second half? Sometimes those first few minutes of the third quarter have a definite bearing on the rest of the game.
Absolutely, and, I don't know if it's so much of a – of a speech that the coaching staff can give as much as it is preparation during the week.
All right, Kyle Pins has it teed up. He approaches that third quarter underway. Pins boots it. It's going to go down to the four-yard line. I believe that is Bell with it. He is at the 15, at the 20, trying to get outside to the 25. Gets a lane at the 25, caught up to there by Derek Garth as he gets out around the 31-yard line. So another nice return by Bernard Bell for the Little Cyclones as Ames will set up shop here to start the third quarter. First and 10 on its own 31-yard line.
Again, a little more yardage than they wanted to give up, I'm sure, but he did not get to the outside and get a long gain, get it on the
Well, I'll tell you what, he gets to the edge and your heart starts pumping a little bit because it looks like he's just a step away from going. First and 10, Ames. Cooper Downs, your quarterback, the junior, out to the left side really quick, completed out there, but right there for the Bobcats was Bennett O'Hare. Strawhacker was the recipient of the pass, but O'Hare wasn't going to let him go anywhere, and looks like they got two. They're going to say three on that one.
Bennett O'Hare with a fine tackle, like you mentioned.
On the run now, up ahead, steaming up across the 35, 37, 38-yard line. Nice gain that time by K.K. DeMon. He got six on that run.
I need some bug spray here, Ken.
Yeah, we may need more than that for the night. It's over. Third and one, up the middle, first Ooh. Down, and more yardage that time.
Fumble.
A fumble down on the play, and does Marshalltown have it?
Yes,
they do. That might have been Justice Richardson who came up with it. I didn't see the ball come out, but it certainly did, Ron.
Well, there were three Bobcats in there making a hit. I couldn't see one of the numbers, but that ball squirted out there before he hit the ground, so... give credit to the Bobcats defense. They came through again and stopped that drive.
And so a big break here to start the third quarter for Marshalltown. They force the fumble, they retrieve it, and they have a first down in Ames territory at the 46-yard line. You don't want to let this opportunity slip away, if at all possible. Smith to DiOrio from the deep back spot, trying to get around the right side, 35, up near the 40-yard line before he is dragged down. Nice pursuit that time. As Jared Braun was pursuing DiOrio and made a nice tackle out there after a gain.
Just a nice little hesitation move that time, just enough to get the defense off balance just a tad bit. And was able to pick up those yardage.
A gain of seven by DiOrio. It's second and three on the 40. Smith gives it to Garth. Garth straight up the middle. He gets two or three more going straight up the middle, following the hash marks. Garth gets it up to the 43-yard line. That's 3 yards for Derek, and that will bring up a third down and two. A long one or a short two, take your pick. Under center, Jacob Smith. He has Garth in the backfield. I believe DiOrio is back there with him. He hands it off to Garth. Garth finds the hole right side. He's up to the 30, down to the 25, still on his feet, down inside the 25-yard line. Some more hard running by Derek Garth.
And I believe he had a stiff arm there to fend off one of the tacklers and got him another 6 yards, I believe, after that stiff arm.
So, on third and short, 16 yards for Derek Garth. That unofficially puts him up to 67 yards rushing on the night, and it is first down and 10 for Marshalltown, driving at the Ames 21-yard line, tied at 7, 9:36 to go, third quarter here on News Talk 1230 KFJB. Smith under center. Hands it to DiOrio, trying to get around the left side. Looking, and he's just sworn we've got a flag down on the play. We will see what that is all about. DiOrio brought down by Fanati that time of Ames.
Fanati read that well. Well, the whole defensive line for Ames read that extremely well.
And it's going to be a hold on the Bobcats. So that will set Marshalltown back from the spot of the foul. They'll repeat first down, but there'll be a little more yardage to go for the Bobcats. They were on the 21-yard line, first and 10. And they're talking about it. Would they decline it? Nope, they're going to take the penalty. 10-yard penalty brings the ball back two from the spot of the foul, brings it out to the 36-yard line. So that's a heck of a loss. The holding well behind the line of scrimmage. It's going to be first and to the 11, 36, 25. First and 25 from the 36 for Marshalltown. Smith tries to get it out to Hernandez out in the flat, and that was read very well that time by, I believe that was Bernard Bell that time. I mean, Hernandez with the catch, but that was another backward yardage play as it was defended very well by the little Cyclone.
Boy, Bell read that so well. I thought maybe he would pick that off. He just come darting out of his defensive position there when the pass was released by Jacob.
That's a loss of three. It's now second and 28. That back to the 39-yard line of Ames goes Marshalltown. Smith gives it to DiOrio. DiOrio slips, pulls, still up on his feet, still on his feet, 35, down to the 30-yard line. How does he do that, Ron?
He makes something out of nothing. That looked like he should have been stopped, maybe even a half yard in the backfield.
And we've got an Ames player down. Well, and he pops right back up. That was Fanati, who may have had a little bit of a cramp. He's walking off the field under his own power. Gain of nine, but that still brings up third and 19.
Well,
Time
to make a big play here. Somebody step up with 8:25 to go in the quarter and make a big play.
Bobcats, the recipient of a fumble by Ames on the little Cyclones' first possession here of the quarter, but after a first down, the Bobcats have been going in reverse ever since then. Third and 19 from the 21. Smith fakes, going back to pass, drops straight back, down over the middle, almost intercepted down there. He was looking for Jonathan Hernandez, and right in the middle of all of that fun, looked like Bernard Bell again down there. Bell almost had a chance to pick it off, but it was an incompletion, and it'll bring down fourth and 19 from the 31. So what will Coach Adam Goodwin decide to do? DiOrio is out there, and he looks like he's going to punt it away.
Looks like they're going to try to pin him back in close to the goal line here.
Why not? DiOrio back on his own 44-yard line. And a whistle as the snap is made, and maybe a good thing because it wasn't a very good snap. Delay a game against the Bobcats, and I don't know if that was intentional or not to give DiOrio a little bit more room to punt in, but it'll move the Bobcats back another 5 yards.
Well, we just cannot allow.
So fourth down and forever from the 35.
Excuse me, Ken. We just cannot allow another long run back here, a long one especially, no TD.
Oh, that's interesting. A delay of game decline?
Just wanted in the end zone.
All right, so now we are back down to the 31-yard line. DiOrio in punt formation.
Oh,
a one punter that gets past DiOrio. He can't get it. He tries to pick it up. He's not going anywhere with it. And Ames catches a break and great field position for the little Cyclones as they will set up on the 46-yard line of Marshalltown.
Just a tough punt that time. Tough to pick it up. And then in a hurry, he tried to pick it up while the defender was right there.
Yeah, there was a flag on the play, illegal formation against the Bobcats. That was declined. And so what the net result is that Ames takes over the ball. It is first and 10 on the 45-yard line of Marshalltown, 7:53 to go, third quarter. Marshalltown and Ames are tied at 7. So which team is going to step up and take advantage of whatever miscues there may be?
Boy, the both crowds are here in force, and they're ready to see some action.
Hand off out of the backfield, around to the 40, down the left sidelines to the 35-yard line. I think that was Bernard Bell again.
Boy, that was a good gain there on first down.
Bell with a gain of 7 on that play. Cooper now passes it out into the left side. Incomplete and intercepted by Marshalltown.
Oh, baby, what a play.
Another break for the Marshalltown. Trying to catch who came down with that one in traffic. The ball deflected off of the receiver's hands. And Marshalltown has the ball back just like that, back in business at their own 40-yard line.
I just can't pick up the number that got it there, Ken.
I can't either, but it's a turnover nonetheless. And not even the public address announcer here could figure out who got it, but one of the defensive backs that time, I'm not sure, it may have been Richardson, I'm not entirely sure, but it is an interception, and the Marshalltown Bobcats back on offense, first and down at their own 40. Garth going straight up the middle. He gets back to the line of scrimmage and not much else, as he was corralled in there that time by number 73, Brian Cortez.
Yeah, the Ames Little Cyclones are bending, but they're not breaking yet. That defensive line is holding up very well.
No gain on the play. Second and 10. This is feeling a little bit more and more like a chess match right about now, Ron.
Definitely. Good call on that one.
Garth in the backfield behind Smith. Smith fakes it, running to the left, and he is just hammered and brought down. A heck of a defensive play that time by Corey Gibson. Corey Gibson was in the backfield. I thought he was a running back for the Tomcats that time.
Hey, I thought he was going to do an end around.
Smith did not have a chance.
No, not a
chance. He was going back and starting to roll out, but I'll tell you what, Corey Gibson was right there, and that is a loss of 8 yards that time. And so that brings up second and 18.
Makes me wonder if there wasn't a stunt there that we didn't pick up.
Second and 18, the ball on the Marshalltown 32. DiOrio this time cutting around the right side, 35-yard line, 37-yard line before he is brought down. We'll give Giorgio 5 on that play. It'll bring up fourth and 13. Excuse me, I'm a down behind. So, after being tackled, DiOrio gets up, goes back into punt formation, and we'll see what happens this time. Last time, the low snap squibbed by DiOrio, and it was a turnover, which fortunately the Bobcats got the ball back on an interception, but the offense not able to capitalize on that. Another one bouncer back, flag on the play. DiOrio gets the punt away, coming down at the 35-yard line. And bouncing, and a little bit of a bobcat bounce inside the 30 to the 28, but let's see what the flag is all about. And it's going to be against Marshalltown. I'm not sure if it was the formation or if it was an offside here. We'll see from the referee. So illegal motion that time by the Bobcats, and so instead, let's see what they're going to do. The referee just said he's sending. All right, they're going to assess the penalty now and re-kick. He said, first of all, that it was going to be tacked off to where the ball landed after the punt. To be honest, that didn't sound quite right to me. So anyway, bottom line is that the Bobcats are marched back 5 more yards. DiOrio will go back into punt formation again.
And they moved the chains, so now the officials are meeting again to decide where to spot the ball, I believe.
They're going to spot it at the 32-yard line of Marshalltown. All right, so do we have everything squared away? I do believe so. Again, Diorio in punt formation. The Ames punt returner back at his own 42-yard line awaiting the punt. And now we've got a whistle. And I think they're going to discuss placement again here. I'm not sure. Referees are getting together. And now one official is heading over to the sidelines. I think he is going to... Something with the chains. They're going to move the chains because the chains had moved in anticipation of Ames taking the ball over. So now they've adjusted the chains to where it shows the first down would be at midfield. And the ball is on the 32-yard line, so that makes it 4th and 18 on the 32. Now we're set again. And Diorio again back in punt formation waiting for the snap. Good snap that time. Nice punt. Line drive going down the right side. Gets the Marshalltown punt. Goes out of bounds inside the 40-yard line. And Ames will take over at their own 39-yard line. 1st and 10 tied at 7-7. 5:25 to go. Third quarter here on News Talk 1230 KFG.
We like to be in control. Control of our finances is important. United Bank and Trust makes it easy to have instant access to your financial information with mobile banking. Mobile banking from United Bank and Trust lets you check balances and transactions, transfer funds, view account information, and much more. Download the United Bank and Trust app today to take control of your finances. For more information, visit United Bank and Trust in Marshalltown or go to ubtna.com. United Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
1st and 10 on their own 39. Downs fakes the pass and hands it off. Coming up the middle, nice gain that time by Ames, getting out towards the 45-yard line. Second and 2 from the 42nd, and hands it off again straight up the middle. This time the Bobcats catch him behind the line of scrimmage. The runner able to squirt back up forward a little bit.
Defense holding up strong.
By Crapple, who is out of the backfield running that time. Third and one, a gain of one on that play.
Quarterback sneak,
and I don't believe he got the first down, which should bring up a fourth down. Let's see what the officials say. I may be wrong. I know it's rare, Ron.
The side judge running in there. Doesn't look like they made it from his spot, but...
Looks like they're going to possibly measure. The ball on the 49-yard line of Ames, and they are going to bring the chains out.
Ames wanted to hurry up and snap the ball and run another sneak there.
So here comes the chains out onto the field. Let's see, they're going to stretch them out. Is it first down or fourth down? Ooh, it is going to be fourth down by about, I'm going to say 5 inches.
I think that's a good call. Your eyes are really working tonight.
Well, I cleaned off my glasses at halftime, and that would help a little bit. So it's going to be fourth and inches. On their own 49-yard line for Ames, do we foresee another quarterback keeper here?
Oh,
it's worked a couple other times tonight for the Little Cyclones.
That's my call here.
Up to the line of scrimmage, Cooper Downs under center. And he takes the snap, hands it off, and it is first down yardage. I think that's Gabe Ante out of the backfield. He gains about 3 yards, and that is the first down now for Ames inside Bobcat territory at the 48. 4:28 to go, third quarter, 7-7, Marshalltown and Ames. Downs on the keeper, flips it out to the left side, down to the 50, 45, down near the 40-yard line, down near first down territory inside the Bobcat 40-yard line.
Nice pitch by Downs that time, perfect out in front of the running back.
That was Ante again with 9 yards on the carry. They gave him 10, so we'll say first and 10. First and 10 for Ames at the Marshalltown 38-yard line. Out of the shotgun.
Nope.
And we have a whistle on the play, and let's see. That usually indicates an offensive penalty. And it is a false start against Ames, so that will bring the ball 5 yards further back on first down. It'll make it first and 15. And right now the little Cyclones have a little bit of the momentum on the field, moving the ball a little bit downfield. That penalty, we'll see if it affects the momentum or if it's just a temporary bump. First and 15 from the 43 now for Ames. Downs in the shotgun. Hands it off, and boy, how did he get through some of the Bobcats there? He's still going to be tackled for a loss unless he keeps pummeling and pummeling, and what effort that time.
Just a draw play there, and two Bobcats were right on him, but he slipped through their hands and was able to pick up some yardage.
How he found all of those holes, I don't know, but Antee managed to get 3 yards back on that one. Pass out into the left flat. That is complete down there. It's inside the 40-yard line, down near the 35-yard line. That'll bring up third and long. That was Lipsy on the reception that time, down to the 35-yard line.
Good thing there wasn't a basketball hoop over there. I think he was ready to shoot it.
Third and seven now. Four Ames on the Marshalltown 35-yard line. The Bobcats trying to hold. Running play off to the left side, and good pursuit that time by the Bobcats. Little if no gain, and that'll bring a fourth down up for Ames. And now we have an official timeout. We have an Ames player down on the field. They lost about a yard on that play.
Justin Richardson, again, on the tackle. He's around the ball a lot during the games.
So while they attend to the Ames player, let's take a quick break. 7-7, 306 to go, third quarter on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
Your farm is insured, but is it properly insured? Take time to review your farm insurance. Don't wait until a loss happens to discover that you're underinsured. Independent Insurance Services understands your farm's unique insurance needs. After all, they've protected area farmers for decades. Visit with your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Independent Insurance Services in Marshalltown, Toledo, or West Des Moines. Their experienced staff knows farming and will take the time to review your operations protection needs.
Ames player getting up to his knees with a little help from the medical staff.
Looks like center A.J. Gross. Wouldn't doubt if it was another cramp.
There you
go. That type of a night.
Yeah, and we've seen many of them tonight.
And Gross up to his feet, which is always a good sign. It's going to bring up fourth and six, so we'll see what Ames does. The ball is at the Bobcat 35-yard line. 3:06 to go, third quarter. Ames and Marshalltown tied at seven. Special teams touchdown for Ames on a punt return, an 80-yard scoring drive, capped by a 15-yard run from Hernandez. That's been your scoring in this one so far. So it looks like they are going to go for it on fourth and six from the 35. Cooper Downs in the shotgun. Going back to pass. Looking, going for it all downfield. Out into the right flat. Broken up that time. Downfield going for Lipsy. That was Bennett O'Hare back on the coverage.
Bennett O'Hare timed his jump just perfectly to be able to get a hand on that and knock it away. And he's giving up some height down there too, but athletically Bennett can handle it.
So good defense that time by Marshalltown. O'Hare on the coverage, and with 3 minutes to go, third quarter, the Bobcats get the ball back. First and 10 on their own 35-yard line, and we're tied at seven. And the Bobcats need to figure out a way to get the ball going forward instead of backwards.
And three possessions in this third quarter by Ames: fumble, interception, and turnover on downs.
Let's see what the Bobcats can do. Jacob Smith, the senior, under center. Fading back to pass, goes out to the left side, going for Igabrah, just overthrew him, out towards the left sideline, incomplete. It'll be second and 10.
Pretty well-designed play there, just overthrew it. Not too bad a coverage by Ames. Number 5, Bernard Bell, he's around the ball again.
He always seems to be around the ball.
Good call.
So it's second and 10 for Marshalltown on their own 35. In the backfield, Garth and Carson Beals. Hand off to Garth. He is caught and dragged down behind the line of scrimmage. Boy. Another good play that time. That one turned in by Corey Gibson as he was into the backfield again. Made a nice play. Loss of 3 yards that time for Garth.
I thought you mentioned they needed to go the other way.
Well, that would be my intention and my intent, yes, but now it's 3rd and 13 on the 32 of Marshalltown. Bobcats need a little forward momentum. And we've got a flag right away, and let's see what that is. And they're coming in and saying something to the Marshalltown offense.
Oh, my.
So a procedure call against Marshalltown, another penalty. So that'll bring up 3rd and 18. Now back at the 27-yard line of Marshalltown. It's almost like all of a sudden in the third quarter, the Bobcat defense is stuck in neutral with going downhill a little bit the wrong way.
Exactly, and the offense needs a big play right here.
3rd and 18. Back to pass is Smith, rolling to his left, being pursued. He has to get rid of it. He does, and it is incomplete down the near sideline, going for Bennett O'Hare.
Ball was in the air way too long there. The defensive backs for Ames could all swarm to that one, and, you know, it was just good coverage, and there wasn't a whole lot there for Jacob to look at.
And Jacob has not had a lot of time to pass in this quarter. They've had folks rushing him and getting through him and chasing him down as he sprints out. So it's 4th and 18 from the 27. Here's DiOrio back in punt formation again. Low snap. DiOrio picks it up, gets the ball away. Wobbly kick. Fair catch called for at the 49-yard line of Ames. Lipsy with the fair catch, and they will take over 1st and 10, spotting it at midfield, 50 yards. Away for Ames, 2:01 to go here in the third quarter. Marshalltown and Ames tied at 7, and I'm sure Coach Adam Goodwin is thinking that we're playing this game, this third quarter, way too much in Bobcat territory.
Yeah, and both teams kind of, it seems like they don't want to turn the ball over and give up a possession here where they might give good yardage up and field possession flip-flops.
Downs, hands it off to Ante. Ante gets to midfield, and he is met there. Nice little counterplay, but the Bobcats smelled that out, being led by Carson Beals that time. No gain on the play.
David Britnell underneath there, too, on the stop.
So that'll make it 2nd and 10. Downs in the shotgun. Takes the snap, goes straight back, looking for a lane, gets one up to the 50, keeps it 45, down to the 40, still going 35, 32, 34-yard line, and he keeps moving. Cooper Downs just found himself a little opening and was able to slither all the way down to the 33-yard line for a gain of 17.
Wow, he just kept his legs a-churning, and the blockers kept pushing themselves all the way down the field and forced the Bobcats back on their heels.
1st and 10, Ames. Downs again. Drop backs to pass. Looks out to the left side. Oh. Incomplete. In and out of the hand. Out in the right flap. He was looking. He was looking for Strawhacker that time. And, you know, like I said earlier, heck, right off the hands.
Yeah, Strawhacker's been a main target here for Cooper Downs here quite a bit of this ball game.
2nd and 10, Ames. From the 32, Downs pitches it off to the left side. That's Ante. Gets around the left corner, down towards the sidelines, gets inside the 30 to the 28 before he is forced out of bounds.
pretty good closing speed there by the Bobcats. I couldn't tell what linebacker that was, but he still got quite a few yards there on that one. They said he stepped out of bounds early.
They're going to give him four on that, so that'll bring up third and six with 1:01 to go here in the third quarter.
Uh-oh, Bobcat down.
Oh, and that is Jonathan McKeever, who all of a sudden, that's got to be a cramp too. It's just too obvious when you're all of a sudden waiting for a play and you go down. It's got to be a cramp. 1:01 to go here in the third quarter. Marshalltown and Ames tearing up the middle of the field, but neither able to find the end zone. It's tied at 7 here. After the game, we anticipate a visit from head coach Adam Goodman. And then, of course, we will have all the scores and all the information of what is happening around the state of Iowa on the gridiron on the high school football report from Radio Iowa. That will start at 10 to 11:30 tonight, right here on News Talk 1230 KFJB. And a reminder, you'll be able to listen to this game, no matter how it turns out, on our Bobcat replay Sunday at noon on News Talk 1230 KFJB. And, of course, as always, streaming worldwide at our website, www.1230kfjb.com.
A score here in the second quarter, Clear Lake leads Mason City 14-7. Fort Dodge leads Carroll 14-0 at halftime.
McKeever, under his own power, walking off the field, working that limp off. So it'll be third and six now for Ames at the 28-yard line of Marshalltown. Downs in the shotgun. Out to the left side, it is complete. Out in the flat, and he dodges a couple of players. Fumble! Where is it? Who's got it? The ball squirting around near the sidelines at the 21-yard line. It was recovered out there by Ames. I think one of the linemen, that looked like... Not sure who that was. It might have been Richards. I'm not sure out there, but it's first and 10 nonetheless. At the 22, and the clock is, the officials waving the clock to start. It is going, and now we've got a flag down. And there's just confusion all over the place, and it looks like it's going to be a penalty.
Ball start
against Ames. So that'll make it first and 15 with 46 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Clock is moving. The ball at the 21-yard line, first and 15. Ames trying to get on the board here before the third quarter comes to an end. Downs, back to pass, looks to the left side, complete. Oh, I shouldn't say complete. It looked like it. Just a short toss out into the left flat, in and out of the arms, looking for... I think it was Strawhacker that time, maybe Ante. Either way, it's an incompletion. And that brings up second down, and quickly back up to the line of scrimmage comes Ames. Shotgun into the flat, into the fleet, complete down inside the 15 to the 10-yard line. Complete down there. That's complete down there to Dane Husted. And they're up to the line of scrimmage again at the 11-yard line. Downs pitches it out to the left, and Ante cutting inside, trying to make his way towards the goal line, gets inside the 5, and that is going to be close to a first down as the clock expires here at the end of the third quarter. We have played 3 here in Ames. I'm going to wait and make sure that they're not going to reset the clock here because the ball is on the 5-yard line.
Was that holding offense? I didn't even see a flag there.
I didn't see a flag either, but anyway, we'll sort it all out when we come back. We played 3 here in Ames. Marshalltown 7, Ames 7. Back for the fourth quarter after this on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
You're an empty nester closing in on that retirement property. Chances are your plans didn't include mom moving in, but life happens and you do the right thing.
Wells Fargo Advisors can help. For more than 125 years, we've created wealth management and investment strategies aimed at achieving our clients' personal financial goals. When retirement means caring for yourself and a loved one, turn to Wells Fargo Advisors. Together we'll go far.
Wells Fargo Advisors is located at 14 East South Ridge Road in Marshalltown. Call them at 641-752-5401. They're a member SIPC.
All right, the penalty on Ames. There's one untimed down left here in the third quarter. It's second and a third and 21. Downs back to pass. Looking, going into the end zone. Open man complete. It is incomplete. Oh, my.
Oh, wow. It looked like he had partial control of it, and then it was knocked out of his hands by...
Oh, my. Incomplete pass intended
Gabe
for
Wyatt.
Straw Hacker, and that is now the end of the third quarter. 7-7, Marshalltown and Ames. Back after this on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
I'm Tim Price, owner of Pence Appliance, and we have made many positive changes to our store and personnel. Let me introduce you to my guys.
Hi, I'm Mike, a service tech here to help with your repair needs.
And I'm Miguel, an installer and service tech to get you up and running again.
And I'm Jesse, and I'm here to fix what you have or deliver what you need.
And I'm Justin, store manager for sales and...
Wait a minute, Justin. We have one more guy to introduce. Drum roll, please.
Hi, I'm David, and I'm back, a service manager at Pence Appliance.
Now, Justin.
For sales and service of everything appliance, come see the Pence guys.
All right, I want to ask you something, but you have to promise not to laugh at me.
Okay, what?
Do you think the State Farm jingle really works?
Like, for real? Like, if you sing the jingle, will your agent actually appear and help you out?
Yeah,
of course it works. I saw it on the internet.
In reality, having your own State Farm agent means having a real person to help you when you need them. Phyllis Mazur is that State Farm agent. So call her today at 753-3957.
72907. That's 800-777-2907. Gonna have a lot of fun tonight getting you set for the weekend, a weekend full of college football, a better college football slate this weekend than we had a weekend ago, and I actually thought some of those games were pleasantly surprising. This week heading in, hopefully they don't let us down. A couple of nice top 25 matchups, one of them taking place in Arlington at Jerry World. Number 4, Ohio State. At number 15, TCU. And at 40 after this hour, Drew Davison, TCU beat writer for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, is going to join us. Let us know how much of a shot does TCU have in this one against the Buckeyes. And I'll be honest, I just look at it. I look at it from a matchup perspective, offensively, defensively, special teams is the...
All right, we are back in Ames. First play of the fourth quarter, touchdown pass from Cooper Downs, 21 yards, barely got it into the end zone. Extra point time coming up as Ames has taken the lead on a touchdown pass to Straw Hacker, 21 yards, 27 yards rather, that is. The point after the kick is up, and it's good. Our apologies for those technical difficulties. Fourth quarter, Cooper Downs to Straw Hacker, 27 yards. And with the point after, and Marshalltown now trails 14-7.
Let's tell it like it is. That was kind of a wing and a prayer play, so to speak, but somehow he caught the ball in the end zone.
Reminds me a little bit of one of the Marshalltown touchdowns last week, the one where Hernandez was almost on his knees as he was getting down to the one-yard line last week.
Good call there, too.
This time, though, it benefited Ames, and Ames gets its first offensive score of the night. And just a weird series of plays there, because as we got towards the end of the fourth quarter, there was a holding play on what should have been the final end of the third quarter. Since it was a holding on offense, they had an untimed down, and then they came back, and all of a sudden they got a pass play down towards there, and we got a kickoff coming.
This kickoff is being brought to you by Five Star Real Estate Group. Kristen Polly and her five-star team are proud supporters of Bobcat football. Online at fivestarhometeam.com.
All right. The Bobcats have some offensive work to do. Down 14-7, 11:52 to go in regulation here on News Talk 1230 KFJB. The ball in the air going towards the left sideline. It's going to go out of bounds. And they're going to drop the flag on the illegal procedure penalty on the kickoff. So Marshalltown will take over. The ball will be placed at the 35-yard line on that kick out of bounds. And so Marshalltown has some room to operate on the 35-yard line. First and 10, and they've got to shake off those third quarter offensive doldrums and start moving the ball upfield a little bit, Ron.
They have a lot of time. We have many good athletes out there. Just need to make a few plays here and then get the defense back on to get a stop.
So here we go, up to the line of scrimmage. First and 10, Marshalltown. Jacob Smith, under center, hands it off to Garth. Garth goes through the left side of the line, gets upfield for about three. And that will bring up a second and 7. Well, they gave him 5. They were pretty generous there, I think.
Well, it's 5 3/4, I believe.
Or 4 7/8, I'm not sure. Second and 5 for the Bobcats, 39-yard line of Marshalltown. Smith back to pass, rolling out to the left, has a little bit of time, takes it downfield.
Oh!
For Hernandez, he comes back and gets it, escapes from one player. Now he's fumbled the ball, and it's picked up by Ames. Ames trying to bring the ball back up to the 30. A penalty flag is down, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. Out of bounds goes Bernard Bell. We have a Bobcat down on the field. We have 2 flags on the field. 3 flags on the field. So we will see what this is all about. Hernandez came back for the pass, caught it, and then he was kind of shoved from behind, lost his footing, lost the handle on the ball. Bell picked it up, came it back, took it all the way across the field, and got out towards midfield. So let's see where this is all going to end up.
And I'm guessing David Britnell got blocked in the back that time, below the knees.
All right, so the block below the knees came after the change of possession, so it will be Ames's ball, first down. They will be deep in their own territory, and they lead 14-7.
But they will be backed up inside their 20-yard line. That looks like at the what?
Well, we're still 14, trying to figure out. It looks like they're going to be at the 17.
17.
So Ames will take over on their own 17, first and 10. 10:57 to go in the game. Ames with a 14-7 lead.
Marshalltown dodged a bullet there, Ken.
Dobbs hands it off to his running back, who gets absolutely nowhere, loses a couple of yards. That was Ante who had the handoff, but Kyle Grego was among those who met him right there. Boy, lost 7 on that play. Good defensive pressure by the Bobcats. That's what they need right now. Second and 17 from the 15-yard line. Downs in the shotgun. Hands it off again to Ante, and he's not going very far. He is corralled by 2 or 3 Bobcats before he can get out near the much past the 10-yard line. And no gain on that play. Third and 17 now, quickly up to the line. Come the little Cyclones. Up, movement, may have been encroachment. Let's see what the officials are going to say here. Offsides against Bobcats.
Excuse me. The both lines are a little bit tired right now. It's just going to be the team that is in the best condition here and the best that can block out the cramp situation and the tiredness.
So it's 3rd and 12 from the 15. Downs picks the ball up to the long stand. Tries to get it out to the right sidelines. Incomplete. In and out of the hands of Will Krappel. And that'll bring a fourth down for Marshalltown. Excuse me, a fourth down for Ames. And it looks like the Bobcat defense has held.
And Crapwell has, 15 receptions coming into the game for 139 yards, but they haven't been able to hit him very many times tonight.
I've only got him with two receptions. Unofficially, very unofficially. Fourth and 12 from the 15. Back in punt formation is Yolen, Josh Yolen, the punter for Ames. He gets his left foot into it. Jonathan Hernandez lets it bounce once, picks it up 50. Gets across midfield, reverses his field, and then he's buried by a couple of Ames players, led by Bryce Merges. So it'll be first down and 10, Marshalltown, 9:39 to go here in the fourth quarter. No flags on that play, so the Bobcats in good field position, setting up in Little Cyclone territory at the Ames 49-yard line.
Time to see if practice paid off all week and get a drive going here, 9:39 to go.
Plenty of time, no matter which way you look at it. Under quarterback, senior quarterback, under center senior quarterback, Jacob Smith. He hands it on to Garf. He bounces off, keeps on his feet, 45, down to the 42-yard line. Some hard running, as always, by Derek Garf.
He just keeps his legs churning and churning and churning.
He got seven on the play. It'll bring up second and three. I'm not sure we're quite there yet, but we may be getting close to gut check time in this one.
There you go.
Second and three from the 42 of Ames for Marshalltown. Garth again with the handoff, trying to get up to the 40, trying to get that first down. A little bit shy. He gets up close to the 40. We'll see where the spot is. But that will bring up third and short. They gave him two on the play, so that'll make third and one. 40-yard line is the spot. Clock continues to move. 8:40 to go, fourth quarter. Ames with a 14-7 lead over Marshalltown.
Ivan Solis on the tackle that time for the Ames Little Cyclones.
Smith. Once again, Garth has it, and he is met. Stumbles forward, really pushes forward. He gets across the 40, close to the 39, but will it be enough for a first down? No, they're going to say it's fourth down. No gain. They gave him no gain on that play. So that brings down a fourth and one for Marshalltown. I'm not sure that was the kindest spot in the world that time, Ron Genap, but we're a little bit farther away from the play than the officials are. So.
True, but the Ames defensive line really closed that gap in a hurry.
All right, big play here, fourth and one from the Ames 40 for Marshalltown. Need that first down. Garth again. So stacked up behind the line of scrimmage. He will not get it. He will lose a couple of yards, and a good set of downs that time for the Ames defense, much to the chagrin of the Marshalltown Bobcats.
Well, that didn't help the cause. Two drives this quarter, an interception, and a turnover on downs just didn't help the cause right now. We need to create a turnover right now or really make a stop here, a strong stop, and drive them back a ways.
7:36 to go. Ames first and 10 on its own 41-yard line. Downs. Hands it off to Ante. Ante gets up the middle, makes a cut to the right side, gets a yard or two.
Carson Williams in on the tackle.
Ante, no gain. That will make it second and 10. Play coming in from the sideline. Downs back in the shotgun. Second and 10 from the 41. Straight back to pass. Looking downfield. Rifles it over everybody. Looking downfield. That time for... may have gone out there for Bernard Bell. I'm not sure. But nonetheless, he zipped that pass well over the head of everybody. and it's third down and 10.
And Dylan Eichelbrod again in the area, and the pass was overthrown. Dylan could not intercept it either.
So third and 10. Marshalltown defense needing to step up. The ball on the Ames 41-yard line. Back to pass is down. Flares it out into the alley. That's Ante. He's at the 40, heading for the right sideline. 45-50 into Bobcat territory, and he gets enough for the first down. Gabe Ante with a tough run after catching the ball.
Well, he made a nice catch. Downs put it right where he needed to catch it, and he pulled it in and was put his head down and decided he knew where the first down marker was, and he ended up getting there.
So that's a 13-yard gain and a first down for Ames inside Bobcat territory at the 45. And jumping again, the Marshalltown line. The Bobcats starting to pile up some penalties there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 penalties so far. 35 yards total loss, but these little 5-yarders on the defense starting to really mount up. First and 5 from the 40 for Marshalltown. Pitch out to the near side. That's Ante. Gets down to the 35-30. Has run out of bounds. His Ante.
Good block by Prattful for Ames on the outside. Was able to seal his man and let him get that extra 6 yards.
So that was a gain of 9 on the play. Ante now up to 26 yards rushing on the night. He's doing a lot of the work out of the backfield for Ames right now. First and 10 on the Marshalltown 31 for Ames, leading 14-7 over Marshalltown. Rolling out right, Cooper Downs. Looking downfield, passes it out incomplete. Down towards the sideline, looked to you like he was going for Bernard Bell. That pass fell incomplete.
Well, time to tighten it up, defense. Here we go.
Second and 10 from the 31 for Ames. Clock stopped with 6:11 to go here in the ball game. Ames with a 14-7 lead over Marshalltown. Ante in the backfield. Cooper Downs in the shotgun, the junior quarterback for Ames.
Trips to the right here.
Out into the right flat. It's complete. That's Lipsy, I believe. No, it wasn't Lipsy. That was Nate Withers who got it. Straight out into the left flat, forced out of bounds by the Bobcats without any gain. No gain on the play, and that will bring up third down.
Okay,
30-10, 31. Fine play by Derek Garth again. Didn't let him get very much there, and it was a nice little flare pass out in the flat.
Third and 10 from the 31 for Ames, leading 14-7, 6:04 to go in the game. Downs tries to get it out in the flat. It's complete to Ante. Carson Fields gets him, then he gets away. O'Hare gets him, brings him down inside the 30, down towards the 27-yard line, but still a lot of ways to go for the first down. It'll bring up a fourth down for Ames.
Well, they could have held him back here about 7 yards farther, and they had a hold of him. They just couldn't bring him down.
Only about 3 yards on that play. So that brings up fourth and 6 for Ames at the 27-yard line. Damon Lipsy brings in the play from the sideline. He is out to the left along with Will Crapple. Out that goes that way. They get it to Lipsy. He dodges. He smokes. He's got a first down and more and trips into the territory. We've got a flag down on the play. And that one may be coming back. We will wait and see.
And a couple Ames linemen look like they're guilty as charged.
Are they avoiding looking at the sidelines? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. They're looking at the Bobcat coaching staff.
The block in the back against Ames. So that goes for naught. It would have been a first down for Ames. Instead, it's going to come back to fourth down, and it's going to be fourth and 10 from the 32-yard line. So the penalty was from the spot of the ball, and that's only about a 6-yard penalty. But it's better than giving up the first down. Under 5 minutes to go now. 14-7. Ames leading Marshalltown. Fourth and 11 from the 32.
Big play here for the Cats.
Downs back to pass. Looking straight down the middle. Going for the end zone. Complete to Taman Lipsy. Touchdown. Ames.
Well, Downs had plenty of time in the backfield to set his feet and look at all the receivers, and you go to your main athlete there when you need one that distance.
Well, I'll tell you, when he gets his hands on the ball, he does make things happen. You got to give him credit for that.
Yeah, certainly do.
32-yard touchdown pass from Cooper Downs to Taman Lipsy. Coming to the point after now. And the kick is up. And it's good. 4:42 to go in the game. Ames has extended its lead to 21-7 over Marshalltown. We're coming back right after this on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
Hello, this is Megan from the Lenox Employees Credit Union. I often hear people say, I don't work at Lenox and I am not eligible to open an account. I'm happy to say there are over 30 groups eligible, as well as staff, parents, students, and alumni of Marshall County school districts, and all employees of Marshall County. Click on lenoxecu.com to see if you're eligible. Why not take advantage of the awesome rates and service only the Lenox Employees Credit Union can offer? Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Back in Ames, 4:42 to go, fourth quarter. Ames has now extended its lead to 21-7, courtesy of the freshman, Taman Lipsy, who hauled in a pass from Cooper Downs and was able to Dipsy do his way a little bit into the end zone. He made a couple nice moves. The Bobcats just couldn't bring him down. And so the Bobcats now looking at a 14-point deficit with under 5 minutes to go. And the sputtering offense is going to need to find a couple of cylinders to hit on here.
This kickoff is being brought to you by Five Star Real Estate Group. Make Marshalltown home with the help from Kristen Polly and her team. Find her online at fivestarhometeam.com.
Joanne Strawhacker ready to kick it off for Ames. Deep Jonathan Hernandez along with Igabrod and DiOrio. The approach, the kick, comes short. Going to come down inside the 25. DiOrio picks it up at the 20. Tries to reverse his field, trying to get around, trying to get some blocks in front of him. He's up to the 25, 30, 35, up to the 40, out to the 43-yard line for Giorgio DiOrio. Maybe that'll be a good spark for Marshalltown.
Yeah, a couple good blocks there to get him to spring him that extra 10 or 12 yards.